This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Straight to the people. Get a football today. Bottom of the hour. Paul is in Frazier. He's next. 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
My old friends. How
My
are
man.
You?
My man. What's going
hey.
On, buddy?
Oh, not too much. You know, this current question is very intriguing to me. And unlike the last caller, even though Stevie has made some very questionable decisions, real briefly, I'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall with that Larkin-Eisenman conversation. I'm sure that was entertaining. But
yeah, I'm sure it wasn't pleasant.
Yeah, Dylan, you do that again, guess where you're going. Anyway. I got to go with, even though he's got a track record of winning and he's done amazing. I love Holmes. I love Campbell. I love everything they've done. Who couldn't? Okay. But the way that he goes on these diatribes and his explanations and his, it's almost like a wrestler in the WWE standing in the ring with the microphone, talking to the bad guy wrestler going, yeah, well, let me tell you something. Jimmy did a great job this morning. He really did. I heard that.
Yep.
And I loved it. And I walked away from that going, Brad, I nobody belongs to a book club. What is this all about? I mean, we're simply asking a question about, that other side over there might need maybe not an Aiden, but a guy, and they're doubling down everywhere else. So my vote has to go to Holmes. Stevie, he should be on a short lease, but you guys are right. He's here as long as he lives.
Yeah,
I hope it works. I do. I'm a
We all hope it works. That's what Paul, I want to segue into something here, and I appreciate it, man. The idea that, and this is where I think executives in sports fail. It's where coaches fail. First of all, they act like what they're doing is highly important. Nothing in sports is highly important. Sports is not real. What we do is not important. Our job's to entertain you if you're in your car, or if you want to laugh or scream or call or talk. This is not cardiology. We're not curing cancer. I'm not fixing gun violence. I'm not brokering peace in the Middle East. None of it's real. These guys act like they're curing cancer. And they create these narratives where somehow, you don't want us to win. Everyone wants to win. We want parades. No one wants Eisenman to fail. I do not want Brad Holmes to fail. It's okay. You said this earlier. We've arrived at a point where if you disagree with someone, automatically you want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Mm-hmm. I've said how many times, Brad Holmes has done a wonderful job. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And he's got a weird thing where if you're Brad Holmes, why do you even know what the fans are saying? Why do you even know? And then he goes into this other deal about, well, I wonder if other media markets it's like this. Like what?
Because he probably either he reads and watches everything.
Then that's his mistake.
Or he has his minions come in and say, Brad, here's the hot sheet for today.
Even bigger mistake.
Here's what they're saying about you.
So many mistakes. Like These Cube. Are all mistakes.
Ice Cube, here's what they think about you.
Right. No. But this idea, look, if you're a fan and you go, look, Marcus Davenport on aggregate is going to start 5 games a year. It's It's not good enough. I really would like a trade, a free agent, or a draft pick of some value to just shore up that spot opposite Aiden. If I take 100% of Lions fans, 25% of them are screaming and yelling about wanting a superstar. 50% are right in the middle going, I'll just take a little bit of help. Yeah. And then you got the 25% of the bathwater drinkers where if Brad drafted Nancy Reagan, who's dead, they'd say it was a value pick. So like,
have you seen her hip turn?
Right. So the vast majority of fans is like, where's the help? That's not some crazy opinion. And for him to go on the air and go, I don't understand why I'm being asked about it. Huh? No, actually, it's okay to talk about it. And then he goes, well, you're just upset we have Aiden and you want another one. All I know is for about 10 minutes we talked about if Myles Garrett demanded a trade out of Cleveland, pick up the phone. Oh, my bad. First ballot Hall of Famer. You're right. I shouldn't pick up the phone.
Right. It was like, yeah, it was the Max Crosby thing. Like, well, looks like he wants out of the Raiders.
Give it a try.
Right.
But then the reality was, okay, are we going to do anything in free agency? Nope. All right, no problem. Let Brad Cook, great drafter.
And this was a draft filled with edge rushers. So I'm thinking
they didn't like any. And how dare you?
But they did like a receiver.
And again, he has the right to do those things. Tesla may be a great player. Look, he's a kid who profiles athletically. They had Talon Green is vomit stuffed into a helmet. That was Arkansas's quarterback. Boise State transfer. Talon Green's idea of progressions is immediate rollout, no reads, YOLO balls. Mm-hmm. Arkansas doesn't throw it a ton. This kid may be awesome if he had real QB play. Here's the point. He's not going to get more targets than Amon-Ra. He's not going to get more targets than J-Mo.
Who are you sitting down?
He's not going to get more targets than LaPorta. He's not going to get more targets than Gibbs. He's probably not going to get more targets than Patrick, and I'm in a Super Bowl window. And fans have a right to go, wait, we paid how many picks to take him?
Right. In certain sports, like in the NBA, I'm always, you're only as good as who you can defend. Who are you sitting down? Who is he going to sit down? Who is he going to say, I'm taking your spot?
And it's where he's building for the long term.
But if I have to hear, well, you know, he drafted Amon-Ra and he was Cooper Kupp.
Well, I'm trying to be fair to the man.
Right. And I'll say, hey, what about the love affair you had with Trinity Benson?
Oops. Okay. I'll just go to Drew in Roseville. Rico's been very upset today. Let's go to Drew 97.1. What's up, Drew?
What's up, fellas?
How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm listening to you guys talk to these callers. And I got to be honest with you. And don't take this the wrong way. I'm not happy with the way Eisen is running his team. But as far as the city goes and the franchise he's running goes, he's delivered 3 cups for that team. So, of course, he's going to be a little arrogant, a little feeling through himself. But Brad Holmes is really bugging me right now. Like, really bugging me. He acts like, hey, I got you 2 victories in the playoffs. More than you've had in 50 years. You guys should be satisfied. I gave you a 17-point lead in the NFC Championship game. You should be satisfied. I got you a 15-2 record, even though we didn't win a playoff game. You should be satisfied. I am upset with the fact that you guys have pointed out, I didn't really realize how many picks we gave up to get a wide receiver. Because, you know, we're watching the draft, and my brother calls me up and says, hey, they just moved up. They're probably going to get that edge rusher that's available right now. We sat down and we watched the wide receiver. We both looked at each other like we just ate a crab sandwich. Like, what the heck is going on here? You came within one step of the Super Bowl. Then you shot yourself in the foot last year. You're one or two players away from getting to that next level. And he acts like, hey, we're going to build for 26 and 27 and 28. What are we doing here?
Oh, I think that's part of the conversation. Drew, you're not wrong, but how long have I been telling you they're more interested in being good for a long time and being popular and having a waiting list for the season tickets than I think they are about going all in and giving it their best shot? There's a risk reward. They so far have not been willing to take the risk. They've built a very good football team, but he's roster building. You can see it. Did they really need to take 2 guards? And again, I have no problem with Miles Frazier or Tate Ratledge. Those are SEC guards. Those are guys that have played in big-time games. Plus, Ratledge has an elite mullet. The point is, did you need to take 2 of those when you already have Mahogany and Glasgow or Mahogany?
Well, see, I was okay because the LSU guard came later.
But I'm making a point, after you've taken the wide out, after you already took a guard, after you already took the D tackle, they have no, there's, it's not a refusal. It's just they're looking for something that clearly doesn't exist, because they just rifled through. They didn't take a D end until the sixth round. Mm-hmm. They did nothing in free agency at the defensive end spot. Nothing. And they didn't make a trade. So whatever they're looking for, it's almost like a unicorn that farts sprinkles. I don't know what they're looking for.
I don't either. But the question is, well, actually, don't question him. He doesn't want to hear it because he doesn't understand it'll all work out. Aiden's an elite. And in other markets, if you have an elite edge rusher, they don't ask these types of things. You know what they do, Brad? They actually go out and draft more.
Book club. David, tech ticket text, and then we'll get to a little football today.
C-spot run.
Okay. Yes, Dave.
The issue, again, people fail to even accept the fact that there were five defensive ends injured by the end of the year. Brad is right. The outside rage doesn't make sense.
No, hold on. Hold on. There's no rage, first of all, so you're gaslighting. Second of all, 2023, Aiden led the team at 11.5 sacks. Your next sack leader from a defensive end spot, 2.5. Last year, Aiden leads the team after 4 weeks. So 16 more weeks of the season, 15 more weeks of the season, Aiden is still the sack leader. You come on now. This has been a multi-year problem. The chair drop was 2 years ago. Come on now. It's okay to talk about that. It is.
Someone says Iserman is more arrogant because what has he won?
Yeah, for him to be acting this way, having not made the playoffs, at least Brad can be like, hey, playoffs and things. 15-2, home playoff games, season ticket waiting list, a superstar head coach. You're right. He's got a level he can act at. Iserman, whoa, buddy. I thought his presser today was not a disaster. That's hyperbolic. But it was just kind of, we looked at each other and went, can we just dump out of this? This is awful.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.